In this bulletin, the Prime Minister touches down in Indonesia ahead of high-level talks. Ukraine's capital city hit for the first time in weeks by Russian missiles as Vladimir Putin sends out a warning to the West. And in sport, Rafael Nadal wins the French Open for a record-extending 14th time. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Tina Quinn. A very good morning to you. Anthony Albanese has touched down in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta on his first bilateral overseas trip since being sworn in as Prime Minister. Mr. Albanese will hold crucial talks today with President Joko Widodo and meet with ASEAN leaders during his three-day stay. Speaking on the tarmac after stepping off of his plane, Mr. Albanese described Australia's northern neighbour as a great and important friend.
And I look forward to meeting with President Jokowi tomorrow and to ensure that this friendship is strengthened. We have an important economic relationship, and President Widodo has been a great friend of Australia. We welcomed him to our parliament just a short period of time ago.
As well as committing to a deeper strategic partnership between the two countries, leaders are also expected to discuss Australia's $200 million climate and infrastructure fund. Mr. Albanese had pledged during the election campaign that Indonesia would be a top foreign affairs priority for a Labor government. Meanwhile, the opposition leader Peter Dutton has promised to focus on practical solutions to Indigenous issues as he unveiled the shadow ministry to take on the Albanese government. Mr. Dutton says he will consider Labor's plan to proceed with an Indigenous voice to Parliament enshrined in the Constitution. But after coming under fire for refusing to take part in the 2008 apology to the Stolen Generation, Mr. Dutton says there are other ways to make progress on Indigenous issues.
There'll be a very specific focus from us on practical ways in which we can provide support to Indigenous communities, not just in capital cities, but obviously in regional and remote areas. I want to make sure that we can increase the support provided, the health outcomes, the education outcomes, the housing outcomes, and as a team we will be working on that because it's one of the most significant issues that as a country we have to deal with.
The New South Wales Liberal MP Julian Lesser has been appointed opposition spokesman for Indigenous Affairs and Legal Affairs. Mr. Dutton has appointed 10 women to his 24-strong front bench. They include Senator Jane Hume in the Finance Portfolio, Deputy Leader Susan Lee in Industry and Women's Affairs, and Senator Anne Rustin in Health and Aged Care. Turning overseas now, and Ukrainian authorities have shown journalists the site of a Russian strike in Kiev to dispel reports that the targeted building was used to repair and store tanks handed over from Europe. The attack is the first on the city since the end of April. Russian authorities claim the strikes destroyed T-72 tanks that were supplied by Eastern European countries and other armoured vehicles. But an advisor in President Volodymyr Zelensky's office, Serhiy Leshenko, refuted the Russian claims. He says the facility was a civilian one that produced railway vehicles.
In the beginning, we decided just not to comment it, but when Russian propagandist from Ministry of Defense stated that it was used as a military facility, we decided to open the door for everyone to see it.
It comes as Russian President Vladimir Putin warns the West that he will strike at new targets if the United States and allies started supplying Ukraine with longer-range missiles. Thousands have turned out to rallies across the United States in memory of those lost to gun violence, as another shooting in the country left at least three dead. Crowds were told this year alone there had been more than 200 mass shootings in the U.S. Community activist Brenda Richardson spoke at a rally in the country's capital of Washington, D.C.
Those of us that live in this community, we're exposed to what I call collective trauma, because we hear gunshots every day. We're dodging bullets.
In the latest incident, three people were killed and at least 11 injured after shots were fired into a late-night crowd in the city of Philadelphia. Witnesses reported seeing several suspects opening fire in a busy bar and restaurant district. The four-day-long celebrations for Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee are drawing to a close in London with a colourful pageant. Thousands of performers took part in the parade along a 3 kilometre route, telling the story of the Queen's life with dance, vintage cars, vibrant costumes, carnival music and giant puppets. The Queen appeared at the balcony of Buckingham Palace as crowds belted out the British national anthem, God Save the Queen. Organisers say the pageant was likely watched by 1 billion people around the world. To the tennis, and Rafael Nadal has defeated Casper Ruud to lift a record-extending 14th French Open trophy. Sweeping away Norwegian Ruud 6-3, 6-3, 6-0, Nadal is now halfway to the calendar Grand Slams for the first time in his career, after he won the year's first major at the Australian Open. Victory earned Nadal his 22nd slam and put him too clear of world number one Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer in the men's race for the most major titles. Nadal is still battling a chronic foot injury. He says he's unsure what will happen in the future, but he will keep fighting.
It's something that I for sure never believed be here at 36, being competitive again, playing in the most important court of my career one more time. Final means a lot to me, means everything. It means a lot of energy to try to keep going.
And that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Tina Quinn.